I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Baltimore Orioles have said this offseason they are committed to getting better pitching. And we know based on the results of last year, 2017, they need that better pitching for 2018. Joining us right now, Vice President of Player Personnel, GM of the Baltimore Orioles, is Dan Duquette. What's going on, Dan?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How you doing?
Doing well. Where are you right now?
I am on my way into my office.
Okay. All right. Now, this is that free agency time of year where you know the big names and where they're going. This team needs pitching, and they need pitching badly. Are there any scheduled meetings with agents of some of the free agent pitchers that are out there?
Yes, we're going to follow up with some of the meetings that we had at the GM meetings, and we've been talking to several agents this week, and we're looking forward to connecting with them down in Florida and see if we can strengthen our ball club.
Dan, did you fill out the questionnaire for Ohtani? Is he on the radar? Does he have a possibility of coming to Baltimore, or no chance?
No, we tried to sign Ohtani out of high school. We had a lot of interest in him, and we knew that was our best chance to sign this uniquely talented player to a contract.
But not anymore because of why?
Well, I think he's focused on ball clubs on the West Coast, first of all. And it doesn't seem to be a fit for him here in Baltimore. But, again, we like the player. We identified his skill out of high school. He's a very uniquely talented player. Two-way player.
And then C.C. Sabathia is going to be available. I know, but he's 37 years old, but he's still pitching. He's a different pitcher now, but I think still effective for the Yankees. Would you have an interest in a guy like that, or it's too short a shelf life at 37?
No, C.C.'s been a really good pitcher. We've seen a lot of him. I thought he had a great year this year.
Yeah, he did.
And a left-handed pitcher would fit into our rotation for sure. That's going to be a big challenge to get a left-handed pitcher with experience and know-how. So that's a big challenge for us this offseason.
Here with the Orioles GM, Dan Duquette. Dan, five-man rotation. We know you got two young pitchers, Kevin Gausman and Dylan Bundy, who will be back in the rotation at least three spots, I assume, unless my math is off. Are you going out there to look for free agency with three guys, or is there someone in the organization, in your opinion, who could fill that void?
Well, I think there's a couple of guys we can take a look at in our organization. We got a good look last year at Gabe Ulloa. He's been a quality starter in the minors. He did a good job for us late in the season on a couple of spot starts. He looks like he may be ready to contribute on a regular basis. And we got some good innings out of Miguel Castro after we picked him up from Colorado. So there's a couple of guys that I think can take a little bit more responsible role on our pitching staff next year that we already have. And you know, who knows, some of these other pitchers. We picked up a pitcher from the Yankees, Yeffrey Ramirez. He won 15 games in Double-A last year. And the Yankees have a lot of pitching depth, and that's one of the reasons he was available. So there's a possibility that he could help us later on during the season. Some of our young pitching in the minors probably going to be in Double-A to start the season. David Hess, we put on the roster. He excelled at Double-A. He'll probably be in Triple-A. We got a couple of lefties we like. Keegan Aiken did well in the Arizona Fall League. He's ready for a Double-A trial. Tanner Scott had a Double-A trial last year. We put him on the roster. He might be able to help us. And I like this left-handed pitcher, Alex Wells, a kid from Australia that had a good year last year and was our pitcher of the year. So those guys are more longer-term, later-in-the-season type pitchers that we hope can help us. So we got some work cut out for us. We need to get some veteran pitchers in here that can help us.
Do you all start the season? You all feel like that's the only missing piece to this ball club right now? Starting pitching. You add good starting pitching, you can compete again for a playoff spot.
Well, I like our infield. I like Machado. Scope had a great year. Beckham came and contributed late in the season. Chris Davis is going to have to return to form like he did for us for several years prior to last year. So our infield's solid. I like some of our young outfielders. Santander looked pretty good last year at the end of the year. Austin Hayes should be ready to help us at some point next year during the season. Mancini did a good job and left, and Jones is in the option year of his contract. So we got some depth in the outfield. We're going to need a left-handed hitter that we're shopping around for currently.
Dan,
either
let me
an
ask,
outfielder or Dan, a DH.
Yeah, Dan, let me ask you what's really on the fans' minds, and that's Jonathan Scope and Manny Machado's future. Where do things stand here in the offseason with discussions? Have there been discussions? Is there a chance that you can get those guys in the room and just lock the door until a deal is done?
Well, both those guys have been great players, Jerry. We like them, and they came up through our system. Scope had a big year last year, banner year, and Manny's had a couple really good years. So that's something that we could consider, and, you know, a couple of big decisions obviously coming up for the organization, important decisions. And those are two of the players that are going to be under consideration.
And then I was a little surprised the Yankees, and then one fired Girardi, have to be so successful, but then hiring Aaron Boone, who's never managed before. What do you think of? Would you take someone who had no managerial experience whatsoever as a manager, or just look for someone with some prior experience?
Well, I have a lot of confidence that Brian Cashman went through the candidates and he made a good decision. I mean, that guy's a great general manager. Just being 20 years with the Yankees, yeah, and a lot of them with George as the boss, he deserves a lot of credit. Now, I'm a little bit old school, though. I'd prefer to see the manager have some experience. But as Brian said at the press conference yesterday, he goes, George hired me after being around me, and I didn't have any experience, and I was able to succeed in the job. So I'm sure Brian got a good candidate, but personally, I'd rather see the manager have some experience because it's a tough job. Yeah. It's a really, really tough job if you haven't done it before.
Yeah, it is. Here with the Oriole GM, Dan Duquette. Dan, and with contract negotiations, going back to Manny Machado, if the agent gave the team a number, it's the team's decision. If the team is given offered a contract to the player, it's the player's decision. As we stand right now on December the 7th, 2017, concerning the Orioles and Manny Machado, whose decision is it whether or not he'll be a long-term Baltimore Oriole?
Well, it's got to be a dual decision, and okay, and it's an important decision for Manny, of course, over the course of his career, and it's an important decision for the Orioles. You know, what I can tell you is that the Orioles are going to try to have a good team year in and year out, and for the most part, we've been able to do that, and we're going to try to do that again.
All right, Dan, we read these comments this morning, and you were the only GM to comment about 53-year-old Rafael Palmeiro. Please tell everyone in Baltimore you were joking, okay? Because, I mean, this guy, I know his son is in the organization, but there's no way you're looking at this guy seriously, are you?
You know, his son, Preston Palmeiro, had a good year this past year for us. He's a good hitter, and we think he's going to be a major league infielder. I'm not sure why they called me. I'm not sure who else they called. But I've known Rafael Palmeiro since he was 17 years old. And I know he can hit. So whether he can hit, 35 years after the first time I saw him hit, that's another question. But all I said was that if you can hit, you can hit. And, yeah, that would be a really interesting story.
But no invite to spring training, right?
I thought they were calling me because they thought it would be a good story for the father and the son to play together. And that's always a heartwarming story.
Yeah, just like the Griffies.
Moises played for his dad in Montreal. Moises played for Felipe.
Yeah, and, I was my father's boss.
That was a good story.
In the NYPD, I was my dad's boss at one point.
Yeah, your dad's boss is one thing, but playing together, the Griffey's the only ones to accomplish that.
Hey, Dan, what are the chances that the team re-signs Adam Jones?
Well, Adam's got a contract for next year. And, you know, I think Adam has made it clear that he wants to stay here long term. So that's something that can be explored later on.
There he is, Dan DeCat, Oreo GM. Dan, thanks a lot for your
time
this morning.
Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate the interest.
All right. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.